Hello. Today's subject for discussion is the importance of reflective study. Sister Denise has been sharing her knowledge and wisdom with us throughout this entire series. And like you, I am really waiting to see what she has to say on the subject. This is something that Sister Denise has taken up in more than one episode in the series. And today we decided to focus on it solely so that we know what is meant by reflective study and how it impacts on your personal life as well as your relationships. Sister Denise, it's great to have you.
Thank you.
Tell me, reflective study. Let's start by way of definition. What is reflective study?
Well, let's put it in the context of other kinds of study. In a lot of communities, education is about absorption and regurgitation of information. And it is characterized by tests. You know, do you know this? Can you give it back? What we gave you, can you give it back? Did you, you know, so it's a sort of indoctrination. Reflective study is different. You're presented with some ideas, some concepts, some descriptions, and you're invited to think about it however you want. And mull it over in your mind so that it becomes part of you. So reflective study means that you can become embodiments of that. That means reflective study is not scientific. It's also subjective. A reflective study is about the texture and feel of ideas and how they would be included in how you are as a person. So it's a very, very different kind of study from what we normally associate with regular education, which is so that you can get a job, so that you can get some money. But reflective study is all about, what does it mean to be me? What is my place in the universe? What is my relationship with the earth, my relationship with the divine, my relationship with other people? So it's very different.
Now, Sister Denise, what is in it for an individual, for a woman, to embark on this journey? What is the result? And more specifically, maybe I should clarify my question. What does she stand to gain from it? Because it's very different from all other studies that we know of. And are you reflecting on yourself, someone, or something?
No, what happens with reflective study is it's a discovery of yourself. People don't know who they are. It's a way to come in contact with who you are and what you are and where you fit. And it encourages you to determine that for yourself. You see, so it encourages you to consider ideas not according to someone else's view of whether it's right or wrong. You decide yourself.
Okay.
Or what is right and wrong.
Okay, so one needs time for this, doesn't one?
It's lifelong study.
Yeah. Sister Denise, the common complaint by a lot of women who are employed, who are parents, who are hectically busy and barely get time to sit down and have a cup of tea or coffee, that I do not have time. It's a very common expression we hear globally. What do you say to someone who prioritizes everything else except herself, to herself?
Well, this is the thing. Reflective study includes reflecting on what your priorities are.
Okay.
Because
nice.
the woman who's busy is busy doing things the way somebody else has sort of prescribed that for her. And that's not necessarily the only way there is. Just because most people are doing it doesn't mean you also have to do that.
Mm. Mr. Denise, I've experienced this myself. We tend to suffer from a myopia as far as ourselves are concerned. Okay, because it's very easy to fall into the pattern where you live for today and maybe tomorrow and maybe a week or two ahead, but we tend not to see too far ahead, maybe because we cannot see, and in some cases we do not wish to see. Okay, so how does one cure oneself of that in the context of today's topic?
I wouldn't look at it as a malady necessarily, but you know, people are very activity conscious.
Yeah.
And they think that life is a series of activities, and if you're not doing an activity, you're not living. Reflective study tells you that activity is not required just for its own sake. You know, so many women, oh, you've got to go out, you've got to do something, you've got to do sport, you've got to do swimming, you've got to do parties, you've got to do I don't know what. And you fill up your time with distractions. And if you say, okay, well, these things actually don't have that much meaning, other people can get on with all these activities, let me become a being who gives time to what it means to be. And that's very reflective in itself.
I'd like to stop you just there. Sitting in silence is something that many women are afraid of, because part and parcel of being still is that you have to face yourself, including your demons. We've taken this up before in previous episodes, but I'd like you to answer it in the context of today's subject. You're saying reflective study is necessary and advisable, but it requires silence. And if you're afraid of silence, or think that if you're sitting down for 5 minutes, something's wrong.
No, I'm not really saying quite that. I'm encouraging people to realize they have an option to create just silent time, reflective time, sitting alone time, being alone time, almost as if it's a luxury, you know? And see all the things that you're doing and how many of them are really unnecessary. All these activities, busy, 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 you know, do you have to? I think it's connected with simplifying your life. And once you start to have a simpler life with less needs, you're less involved in having to keep doing something, less elevated economic aims and desires, then you can give importance to the reality of yourself, you see, which is actually much more valuable than having certain items, you know. So sometimes people think if you don't have items, you have to work harder. It's not quite like that. I mean, you may use machines and whatever or whatever, but everything has to serve you.
Yeah.
And then if you don't know who you are,
okay,
then you will get caught up in all of these activities, and they will become important for their own sake. That means the priorities have gone out of order. Now, I'm not going to say to a woman, don't be busy, do this, etc., etc. No, I'm saying you want time to just be with yourself, permit yourself to have that. You know, sometimes women don't allow themselves because it's not fashionable or whatever.
Now, Sister Denise, once you made the time to sit, okay, explain to us the process of self-reflection. Do you require pen and paper? Do you require a certain amount of knowledge? Do you require more than what you've just given the viewer? What does it actually entail?
Well, we're talking about reflective study. And reflective study means you have access to material, and this show is also material. Reflect on some of the things that are being said and see, do you agree with it? Is it new for you? What do you think about it? So definitely taking pen and paper is useful. Meditating on an idea is really good. Something that we talked of earlier, think of yourself as a person primarily and a woman secondarily. That's something new to reflect on. It's an idea, you know.
Denise, what is of importance to somebody who's interested in developing themselves spiritually is to become aware of their weaknesses. And by that I mean, if you have a negative trait that comes up again and again and again, how then do you use reflective study to be able to understand it and do something about it?
I wouldn't do that. I really wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I would focus on your positive characteristics.
That's interesting. I would have thought that you would have answered it in the opposite way. So you don't focus on one's negative qualities.
Why? You know, the whole world is focusing on your negative qualities.
Okay, let me give you my question as by way of an example. If you find yourself of late becoming increasingly irritable, I would want to know what the problem is. But you were saying don't do that. You were saying take a different route. Tell us about the route you would take.
You know, this whole world is focusing on negative things, going to help people to get past their negative problems, whatever, whatever. I would not go there. Go deep, go inside, look at your beauty. Negative attributes are because you've lost power. So if you focus on being empty, you're going to get more empty.
Oh, wow. I definitely did not see it that way before, and I'm sure many viewers haven't either.
Now, really focus on taking power, filling yourself, you see, and then those attributes of emptiness won't be there when you're full. It's not possible. I really want people to move away from the idea of good and bad, right and wrong, and focus more on what do I need to do to fill up me, you see, and not taking my power from people, places and things which are not very capable of giving you very much, but nurturing the self and making a connection with the divine so that you are taking power from that source. And as you take power, qualities, beauty, specialities, peace, love, all of this, the darkness disappears as soon as you put light on. You don't have to get rid of the darkness. You just put light.
Denise, how does a woman focus on her good qualities if she's in an environment that's very toxic, where she's continually told the opposite?
Well, she just does. You know? As long as you're told...
May I interrupt? If a woman continually is made to feel worthless and ashamed and given negative feedback, at some point, if she hasn't embarked on reflective study, she starts to believe all of these qualities and it starts to hurt her. So how do you come back from that? How do you come out of that? That is what I mean.
What I'm saying is all that is woman of the past.
Okay.
Woman of the past is in that. Woman of the present, woman of the future is going to say, regardless of all of that, if I'm listening to this program and this program is telling me, look at your beauty, she might say, well, I don't have any beauty. And I will say, well, look closer. I still can't see it. Keep looking, you know. You will see. Focus on that. Don't be interested in all of this toxicity because you cannot fight fire with fire. If you want fire to be extinguished, you put water. If you want to be, you know, in your power, you don't focus on your weaknesses. You focus on what is it that empowers me, and you start filling. This is better.
Mm.
It's another way.
Mm. Okay.
Because you see, our whole culture is all about how to be the most critical person in the planet. We are PhD in that. Self-critical, critical of others. We've done it up to the max. Now let's just, you know, graduate from that and focus on the beauty.
Focus on the beauty. Is there anything else that you do in reflective study except focus on beauty? Are there any other aspects of the self? I'm looking specifically, Sister Denise, at creativity. Tell us about that.
Well, study means you need access to information.
Mm-hmm.
You study that information. I think what we're trying to do in these programs is give people new ideas, new information to consider. And that means doing things very differently. Your creativity, what is that? Take the word, feel it. When you fill yourself with spiritual energy, obviously it's going to awaken your creativity. But if you just focus on creativity and find there isn't any, that's not the best way to go.
Oh, okay. You mentioned the divine earlier. How do you bring him into your spiritual journey in this context?
Him, her,
him,
it,
her.
What?
Him, her, yes. How do you do that?
You don't... There's no how.
Mm-hmm.
Start thinking about it. Continue to listen to the ideas that are coming through, and create a space for the divine. Consider what it would be like to live with divine energy in your heart all day long. Consider it. Try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a new kind of dress.
It's a new kind of dress. Does one engage in meditation when you're doing this? Is that the end result? Is that what happens?
I think reflective study is a kind of meditation, and also it leads to deeper meditation, contemplation, because you're looking at considering very subtle concepts and ideas. You know, what does it mean for me to say, I'm not a woman, I'm a person. What kind of person? I'm a spiritual being. What sort of spiritual being? I'm a being of light. I'm eternal. All these things, you see, it's contemplative. It needs, you have to give yourself time to feel it.
Mm.
You know, we talked about women being full of feelings. So not those emotional ups and downs, but the sensitivity in a woman to feel discarnate energy, to feel the qualities of love, the qualities of purity that arise from the divine, and you can absorb that into yourself. That is most extraordinary. And once you start doing that, this sort of dross of negativity falls away by itself.
I found your answer in that respect very interesting, because what it means then is that far too many of us spend far too much of time focusing on eradicating the weaknesses by focusing on the weaknesses. Like, I need to overcome ego, or I need to overcome anger, rather than working on the virtue associated with it. That's refreshingly different.
That's the difference between spirituality and morality. Morality is all about punishing and getting rid of, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't do any good. It never succeeded. Never will.
Mm. Okay. Now, Sister Denise, you've mentioned the effort of, giving...
You know what?
Mm?
This word effort...
Yeah.
In Hindi...
Mm-hmm.
Which is the language of the study I do.
Mm-hmm.
In Hindi, the word effort is purusharat.
Which means?
You can say it means effort, but I take these words and dissect them and so on. It means anything you do for the sake of yourself.
Anything you do for the sake of yourself. That's actually quite lovely.
It's very really lovely. The question of laboriousness and effort is out. It's you choose to do something for the sake of yourself. This is what carries you forward.
Okay, so you mentioned the study, and you touched on this aspect, but I'd like you to elaborate further. What have you gained? What does one gain? What is the fruit of reflective study?
The fruit of reflective study is you're free from all of that which makes you focus on the negative. That's a fruit.
Okay.
You come into your power, you come into your own. That's a great fruit. Yeah. Beautiful fruit.
Okay, I see that we do not have much time left for today, but it has been a very, very powerful talk, and I think what you've done is introduced many women on the planet to something that's new, and you've let them know that it's something that's important for them to do, and not actually optional. It's something that is necessary for one's personal development. Is there anything that you'd like to leave the viewers with before we say goodbye to them today?
I would say try to become free from I have to, I should, I must, I mustn't, it shouldn't. All of these modal verbs, especially in the negative, and really focus on the positive and go with it. You know, just let it take you forward.
Let it take you forward. Okay. Okay, so thank you, Sister Denise, for joining us today. This has been very educational for me, and I'm sure for you as well. Sister Denise has shared a lot today in terms of content, and what stays with me particularly is that self-reflection or reflective study is an exercise wherein one should focus on one's positive qualities and not focus on getting rid of negative qualities. Sister Denise has shared that that will happen by itself, which I find very powerful, because a lot of us tell ourselves on a daily basis, I mustn't be like this, I mustn't be like that. Sister Denise has emphasized the importance of the use of language as well, because everything that's done in reflective study is freedom of choice. It is your option. And if you do it properly, then you stand to gain a lot and to become a very powerful individual. So I do hope that the message that Sister Denise has shared sits well with you. I hope you share this with other women in your life, and I do hope that it adds substance to your spiritual journey. So thank you so much for joining us today, and I do hope to see you again for our future episodes. Thank you, Sister Denise. It's been really, really fantastic. Thank you, and goodbye. Bye.